Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live tonight from Sonora Restaurant in Portchester, 179 Rectory Street. We're produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accord of Therapeutics. Well, this is the first ever in our new series, Feed the Soul, Feed the Palate, and Sonora Restaurant is the perfect backdrop that we chose tonight to be able to do a blending of information, not only about the incredible restaurant and the food that we're going to eat, but different music venues that are taking place around the county. And tonight, Capitol Theater, we're going to be representing and talking to people from two different bands that are playing there. But first, I want to talk to the owner of this incredible restaurant, so beautiful, on Rectory Street. Thank you so much, Rafael Palomino, for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me.
You have not just this gorgeous restaurant, you have a lot of them and a lot of experience. How many in total do you have?
Nine restaurants.
Nine restaurants. I mean, I can't even imagine running one. It must be a 24-hour business and think that you'd have nine of them. How many years have you been in the restaurant business?
25 plus.
Wow. So you know what you're doing, obviously. And they aren't all here in New York. Some are, you know.
We're in Connecticut, New Haven, Pacifico. We're in Pennsylvania, Eastern Pennsylvania, in Bethlehem.
Uh-huh.
And we're in the sunny state of Florida.
Wow. Where in Florida?
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh. Now, Sonora here is tapas, and the theme is tapas. And
tapas and more.
America.
We have main courses, but the theme is different dishes from different regions of South America and Spain with a French flair.
Yes, of course. Tapas, which they would be. But you are originally from Colombia.
Colombia, Bogota.
Bogota. And you lived there as a child, or were you born in America?
No, I lived as a child and came when I was very young.
You came to New York when you were young with your family?
Correct.
Wonderful. And so, and then you've stayed, and ever since. What made you get into the restaurant business? What was it? Were you working in one as a young man, and then you just thought, I can do this?
I worked at a place called the Root Cafe in Brooklyn Heights, and I fell in love, and I've been doing it for the past 25 years.
It's just amazing. It really is, because I just think the restaurant business is something that you have to have.
Passion.
Something's passion, yes, because it's 24/7, the business, really.
It is.
But this is beautiful. I love the atmosphere here. You feel like you're in, South America or even the Southwest or something. It looks like the way you've
done. You think about Sedona.
Sedona, that's what I'm thinking.
Red Rock.
Yes, it's just incredible how you've done the walls so that you look like you're in like a cave or something. Really gorgeous. And all you've got your fresh avocados there to make your fresh guacamole, which, oh my goodness, that probably is my favorite food in the world. Fresh guacamole. I could have it probably three times a day. So good. Anyway, so tell us what do you have? What are your specials, and what do you generally like to specialize? You said something with a little bit of a French flair because of
We do paella. We do different cuts of meat, ribeye. We have jazz every Friday, and we have Sunday jazz on Sundays.
Oh, fantastic. Do you have a Sunday jazz brunch?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, that's excellent. I've been looking for one, and this is it.
It's perfect. It's cool. Very price value for the customers. It's great.
It's great. It's a prefix.
Yes. No, it's not a prefix. You order from the menu a la carte, you get a cocktail.
Okay.
So it's very inviting, very relaxed.
Sounds fantastic. And so you do that here. Do you do that in all your restaurants? Do you bring music usually into it?
Some of them I do, but here we mainly focus on Friday and Sunday on jazz. We do Thursday, we're going to start doing Brazilian music.
Oh, so I grew up in Brazil.
Where about?
São Paulo.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, I sing Brazilian, some bossa nova a little bit.
So we'll do some pan de queijo. We'll give you some caipirinha. You'll be ready to go.
Forget it. I'll be singing on top of the tables. That sounds fantastic. You know, Portchester, obviously, it's a huge, huge community of Brazilians here.
I know
yes,
that very much.
You know, right?
A lot of them are our customers here.
Yes. Oh, I'm so grateful to know all about this, because it's my kind of place and my kind of vibe. How long has Sonora been here in this?
20 years.
20 years.
20 years.
Oh, my goodness. this is crazy because, forget it. I'm going to be here all the time now. So you do the different music, you have the food. What time are you open till at night?
We open we don't open for lunch, only dinner.
Only dinner, good idea.
From 5 to 9 and on the weekends until 11 p.m., Friday and Saturday.
Okay, great, excellent, yeah. And
we do cooking classes.
Really?
Upstairs we got two private rooms, we do a lot of catering, we do weddings. Right. And we created something called NY Food Kitchen, that we created a food court on the cloud. So from in the kitchen, we do multiple cuisines, Mexican, Thai,
and you stream it so people can learn?
Vegan, yeah, a little of everything.
How amazing. What is your favorite? Obviously, you know everything there is about food. What is your favorite dish of all time? If you could have one dish on your last day when you're 100 years old, what would that dish be?
I think for chefs, it's a craving, but depends how you feel it. Skirt steak, we have a skirt steak with lobster fried rice with a saffron mojito sauce.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it. Do you do any fish wild then? Brazilian?
Yes, we do. Yes,
oh,
we do.
Fantastic. I'm so going to be
You get me excited
here.
Now.
Yes, you absolutely are. Well, this is incredible, and we're just so happy to be here tonight. And you're kicking off a new series for us about feeding the soul and feeding the palate. And you've already figured that out because you have music at your restaurant. It's something that I miss because growing up in South America, you would find these beautiful restaurants there, and they always had some great music in the background, not loud, huge, you know, kind of raucous music, but beautiful.
Enough to embrace the
yes.
mind.
And I miss that. So the fact that you have that here is just fantastic. Thank you so much, Rafael Palomino. Congratulations on 25 years of massive success. And you're going into the future now and doing classes streaming online and everything. I mean, what won't you do?
Well, we're enjoying it still, so that's the main thing.
Do you have anything else that you're working towards, or are you going to be opening anything else anytime soon?
I know. For the time being, we're fine.
You're good.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
It was an absolute pleasure, and I thank you for having us here in this beautiful restaurant, and I am going to try something by the time I leave here. I know it.
Please do.
Yes, thank you so much. It really is a pleasure. 179 Rectory Street in Port Chester, Sonora Restaurant. South American flair, absolutely. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful. Great people working here too as well. From 5 to 9 p.m. during the week until 11 o'clock on the weekends. Jazz music on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday soon. So it's all great stuff here, and I'm so grateful to be for the very first Feed the Soul and Feed the Palate. Coming up, we're going to be speaking from two members from two different bands that are playing at the Capitol Theater, and we're going to have a great time with them. So stick around. This is Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the beautiful restaurant in Port Chester called Sonora. It's a tapas restaurant on Rectory Street, 179 Rectory Street. We're being produced tonight by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. Well, we're having a brand new series that I am so excited about because it kind of melds everything that I'm most passionate about, and that would be food and music. So this is the first installment in Feed the Soul and Feed the Palate, put on by Westchester Talk Radio. And I'm so happy tonight not only to be in this beautiful restaurant, but I get to talk about some great bands that are coming to the Capitol Theater. Now, for those of you who are totally aware that the Capitol is just the greatest music venue, I think in the country. I mean, forget just New York or Portchester. In the country, it is so great. And they have world-class acts there. And also in their adjoining space, Garcia's. I mean, really, we are so lucky. What a gem we have at the Capitol Theater here in Portchester. Well, on April 6th, a real treat for you to kind of really get you into the spring and get you funking and jiving and dancing and everything else. We've got two fantastic bands, Deep Banana Blackout and Kung Fu. So that's going to be a night of jamming and dancing, and it's going to be amazing. And I get to talk right now. Our first guest tonight in the musical portion of Feed the Soul and Feed the Palate is the lead guitarist for Kung Fu, Tim Palmieri. Tim, welcome. It's so great to have you.
Hi, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You have quite an unbelievable background in your musicianship, and we're going to talk about the band shortly, of course, and the show that you're going to do at the Capitol. But you're basically you were a prodigy as a very young child, correct?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to find my calling at the right time, and never really stopped doing it since.
4 years old, you started playing, and then you discovered rock and roll, heavy metal, all that stuff, and you started playing it by ear, everything. But by the time you were 11 years old, and your parents really saw that and got you lessons and everything, and by the time you were a senior in high school, you were accepted as the lead jazz guitarist in the state. So now not only are you doing, you know, you're learning heavy metal by ear, but now you're a jazz musician as well. Let's talk about Kung Fu, which is the band that came after your very first band, which was the Psychedelic Breakfast, correct?
Correct.
You did that for how many years, and from like right after high school?
Well, technically, Psychedelic Breakfast, now known as The Breakfast, we still currently play, but we only play a couple shows a year.
So we're still going.
We're 20 plus years now.
Incredible.
But I would say 10 years. There was a point where The Breakfast started playing less, and we paid all our debts, and we wanted to take a break. So Kung Fu was sort of born out of that natural lull.
As an experiment, right? In the beginning, you were just playing like one night a week as Kung Fu, but it's taken off, and it's gotten such an incredible following that it's turned into your full-time project, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. We just did a Monday night residency at a bar in New Haven. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of when social media was really picking up with the iPhone and broadcasting and streaming. So we ended up streaming our shows and caught the national eye of jam band goers and all that. And they were letting us know how much they liked it and how they wanted us to travel to play for them. And so we just let it organically progress.
That's incredible. And now do you tour all over the United States with Kung Fu?
We do. We are a national touring act.
Yeah, so incredible. But so you guys are known as, let's kind of describe the music, because it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a whole lot of everything. You've got the jazz, the funk, the fusion, the psychedelic. Tell me, like, how do you see the band and how do you describe it to people?
Yeah, I think funk fusion is the most accurate. And fusion is a combination of jazz and rock. So it's really jazz, funk, and rock all together. And there are moments where it can get heavy in the sense of just we're delivering it with the rock and roll attitude of like Led Zeppelin. But we get the jazz technical musicianship of like Herbie Hancock and very advanced players.
Right.
And then we mix that with a funk groove, so there's always a dance accessibility towards it so people could enjoy it.
And are you even incorporating some like EDM to keep it a little bit like also understood by millennials or not so much?
Yes, actually, we do have some moments of trance, and it's fun because even though people might think that's a watering down or something. It might be a watering down on beat, you know, aspect, like the beat is just a four beat. But musically, there's a lot of expression to be had in EDM music. And so it's a lot of fun jamming in that genre, which honestly calls for ensemble jamming. It's not like it's about one soloist. It's about the whole group creating a sound and a song.
So tell us the different players that are in the band besides yourself as the lead guitarist.
So, yeah, I am on lead guitar. We have Adrian Tramontano on the drums. And then we have Chris DeAngelis on the bass and vocals. We have Rob Somerville on saxophone, who's pulling double duty that night, playing in both Deep Banana Blackout and Kung Fu.
Cool.
And then we have Mr. Bo Sasser on the keyboards.
Fantastic. Now, in general, like your songs, do they tend to, because you're also sort of like jamming, this is sort of long form, extemporaneous, sort of that type of feel to it. It's not like a pop song. It's 3 minutes and 20 seconds and with a start and a middle and a chorus and you're done. This is
The interesting thing is we are in the middle, meaning like we aren't the pop song of 3 minutes, although we have some shorter tunes, but we're also by jam band standards not extemporaneous or super free to go about and never come back.
I see.
We're in the middle. We do jam, but usually there's a border or a frame around it. So we're more around the 9 minute song aspect for with jams.
Yeah. Oh, around 9 minutes.
Yeah, because other jam bands will, you know, they'll go on for 20 minutes or a half hour. And then see what happens, and then eventually they'll come back. We're still keeping in mind the whole time. We are in this song. We still have to finish it, you know.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Who is your audience, basically, or does it really run the gamut because of all the different styles you're sort of, you know, throwing all together in the same pot? Who are your followers?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I still think we appeal to, you know, let me see. Well, we appeal to some high schoolers who are hip enough to know the genre. But, you know, I would say from college kids up on up to, you know, 60-year-olds who remember jazz fusion from the 70s firsthand. So it's pretty diverse, and it depends on what market we play. Some rooms or markets we play are geared toward the older crowd a tiny bit, which could be 30 and up or 40 and up. I just turned 40, so I guess it's the older crowd is me now.
Yeah.
and then depending if you're playing a college town, we're going to be playing for a younger crowd, you know?
Right. Isn't that, that's a great thing about the music you play. It sounds like you really appeal to a really broad audience and just people who just love real, true music on so many levels.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like it's got a lot of elements to be able to get up on your feet and dance. And I'm sure you welcome that at your shows.
We welcome the dancing, and we welcome people paying attention, too, because it's complicated music at parts, and, you know, my entire life's experience of musicianship is being, you know, channeled into this aggressive funk sound. So it's intellectual, but it's also visceral.
Yeah, terrific. What is the album you're touring with right now? Are you playing songs from a particular new release or just everything?
Well, our last record called Joyride was, I don't know, I guess 2 years ago now, so we're way overdue. Last year, we released singles, just trying a different medium, and although that was cool, I still miss having a record, so we just finished up one song, and we're going to be putting a record out shortly, and the rest of the year, I'll be touring for that record. No name as of yet, and we're constantly writing, so we just had rehearsal last week and got some new tunes in the, you know, in the queue. So we're ready to go.
That's exciting. Tim Palmieri, you're living the dream.
Trying.
Living the dream for sure and bringing a lot of joy along the way to a lot of people. Well, the Capitol Theater, April 6th, you're going on at 8 o'clock, and I know it's going to be an amazing night. Tickets can be bought at the box office or online as well, thecapitoltheater.com, thecapitoltheater.com, that's capital with a T-O-L at the end, thecapitoltheater.com, and also check out Kung Fu's music at kungfumusic.com. Not easy to say. But that's fantastic. Thank you so much. You are the very first musician on our new series, Feed the Soul, Feed the Palate. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. I'm honored, and I hope it's not all downhill from here.
No,
I'm just fooling. I hope it's uphill from here. I set the bar low for everyone else to succeed.
Happy rockers live long lives. You've got a long way to go. Thank you so much. All the best, and have a great show on April 6th.
Thank you. I'll see you at the Capitol, hopefully.
Hope to see you there, Tim Palmieri of Kung Fu, the lead guitarist. He and his band is going to be there with also Deep Banana Blackout. It is going to be a night of fusion, funk, and all sorts of jazz. All that jazz, I was going to say. Not just jazz, though. It's an aggressive funk, psychedelic jam band stuff. And you are going to see that Port Chester's going to be rocking on April 6th. Can't wait for that. It's been so good to just kick off this brand new series, Feed the Soul, Feed the Palate. And here we are live at Sonora Restaurant on Rectory Street in Port Chester. I'm Laura Smith, and this is West Chester Talk Radio.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Save my money, got all I need ever. Couldn't find my love. Took the train back, I almost see ever. Couldn't find my love. Can't sing you that song for drinking, but I can feel your cum. Listen careful, these words have meaning. I hope they pick you up. Miss Cabby, can you hear my song? You've been gone so long. Miss Cabri, can you hear my song? You've been gone so long.
Wow, way to go. Wow, that was amazing. Feed the Soul, Feed the Palate. It's a brand new show here on Westchester Talk Radio. And you were just hearing the incredible soulful sound of the lead singer, I guess, the lead singer, and one of the singers, and one of the great musicians, James, a.k.a. Fuzz Sangiovanni from Deep Banana Blackout. Welcome to the show, Fuzz.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. I hated, like, even stopping that. I could have heard you for another 2 hours. What a great song. What is the name of that one?
That one's called Hear My Song.
Hear My Song. Which album is that from?
That's from our first album, which is Live in the Thousand Islands.
In the Thousand Islands. Was it really Live in the Thousand Islands?
No, it was not live. It was in the studio. We had some live moments that we captured in the studio, but it was a live. It was a studio record. The Live in the Thousand Island things is a joke. It was my dad at the time when we started the band. I was still living at home with my dad, and we'd go practice at my house, and my dad would come in and go, when I was your age, I used to sing in the Thousand Islands, and so it was a kind of an ongoing joke that there was an ongoing joke that we were like, he's on the front cover of the record, actually. Aww. So we had this idea that it was going to be this spoof on a lounge singer Live in the Thousand Islands, but of course
I tell you what, the music is so incredible, and I bet he's very honored and touched to be on the cover of that first album. Tell us,
he thinks he's a star because of it.
I'm sure he does, and he is. Look at what he started. But you have been, speaking of stars, another
prodigy. I was talking to Tim Palmieri from the band you're going to be playing with at the Capitol Theater on April 6th. He's in Kung Fu, but he, like you, started very young. I mean, you were playing at a very young age, and I mean, at age in your teens, you tried out for the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Well, yeah, I was about 20 or 21 when I did. Yeah,
all right.
But I did play my first gig when I was 14. Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible. Yeah. Like a real grown up gig. It wasn't like like a school recital or something.
No, it was a rock club.
A rock club. Cool. That's what I'm saying. That's amazing. Where are you from originally, Fez?
New York. I grew up in Queens and Long Island.
Queens and Long Island.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened? Deep Banana Blackout has been around for 25 years now, right? But it didn't start as what it ended up becoming, right? It was supposed to be a cover band or something?
Exactly. Yeah. When we started the band, we were all doing other projects. We had, you know, I had an original rock band with the drummer Eric, and him and I went to high school together. Uh-huh. And so when we started the band, it was just going to, we'll get together on the weekends. We'll play some music that we all love, which was this old classics and that sort of stuff, the James Brown and the P-Funk and the Meters and all the Motown stuff, Stevie Wonder, yeah, Gladys Knight, all that. And we were just having fun doing that. But I think just because, especially at the time, which we're talking about in 95 now, that wasn't what was going on musically. It was mostly like the grunge rock and that kind of thing. So we were different. And I think when we started to hit the clubs and do that sort of thing, people were like, what is this? You know, like,
right. it was throwback music.
It was.
Those of us who probably grew up, you know, in the 70s, not me, of course, but but yeah, I mean, that's kind of throwback. I mean, I remember that stuff, but for younger people now, I mean, you, first of all, I can't even imagine you've been in the band for 25 years. You only look 25, so it's unique. The rest of your band members, now
I'm on radio, but you can't see me blushing.
No, you look great. So you guys have like this big band, and you've got horn sections. Tell us all the different stuff you do.
Well, there's it started as a six piece. And we wanted to have a saxophone. That was definitely the thing.
Uh-huh.
And on the first record, by the time we made the first record, we had Rob Volo and Rob Somerville on trombone and saxophone. So we were like, we have to have a horn section. If we had more, you know, more to provide, we would have maybe had four pieces. But you know, the saxophone, the trombone was great. And then Cyrus joined on the keyboards. He was he came after the first album. Mostly plays a lot of Hammond B3 and all the vintage stuff like the Rhodes and Clav and things like that. And so I've been playing guitar since the beginning of the group, and we have Ben on the bass, and Eric is the drummer, and Jen sings as well. Jen does most of the singing. Mm-hmm. And Johnny, her younger brother, was the percussionist.
So it's a real huge, like,
it's eight people.
It's an affair.
Yeah.
And so people come out, they must just go wild. It's sort of this, like you said, it's a real, just a fusion of funk, soul, rock, jam band. You've got all of these elements in there, but a little bit of jazz too, I would imagine. And
yeah, I think it's jazzy.
And so who writes the music? Who writes the actual songs? Because you're no longer a cover band. You're making all original stuff now.
Right. Well, that was the transition moment there, was that when we started as a cover band, we had already been amassing a following just based on the cover.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah. They were,
because you were all such great musicians.
I think, yeah, and people were just digging it. It was different, and it was a fun live thing. And so the concept was we'd sneak in an original song here, an original song there. Like, and that song was one of the early songs that I had written. But we would do like, we would be strategic about it. We'd go James Brown and the Jackson 5, and right in the middle would be Deep Banana Blackout. It was kind of like playing DJ, and we just sort of slip it in there, and hey, you know, and people would be,
people would,
you
react. Know, they wouldn't even know what was happening.
No,
to them, right?
They'd be dancing, and they'd dance right through the whole segment, and then after a while, they started to get used to the songs, knew the songs.
They're
like, yeah, and so we're like, we should put this on an album because people are liking these songs. I do a lot of the writing and the band have done, but we all have written collectively. Sometimes I bring a song down and be like, hey, I've got this thing, and it gets pulled apart and put back together. But then there are times we just kind of gotten together and, you know, jam out on a groove, and then before you know it, the horns are, you know, got a line to, you know, add in. I've got I usually come up with all the little hooky parts of the songs and the chorus.
Sort of
I'm a chorus, and yeah. You know, but then Jen would be doing other riffing riffing through the verses, and so some songs would come about like that. And
sounds
so,
like you're a real collaborative type of team, family.
Well, there's a lot of great, you know, all the musicians are great, and they also are creative. If you look at the album covers and some of the ideas, it's always kind of, there's always something
campy on there.
Yeah, it's like, it's because it's, you know, everyone's, just even our dialogue between each other as personally when we're hanging out in a room, it's kind of a, you can kind of cut through it with a knife because everyone's so, it goes thick. It's very.
I love that stuff. You see, that reminds me of the old kind of Cab Calloway stuff, you know, and they'd be all yelling stuff at each other. And, you know, that's just, to me, it's an added element, and you really don't see it that much anymore. So you really are bringing something, you know, kind of full circle again. Deep Banana Blackout. Where the heck did you get that name, and what does it mean? Nothing. And
essentially, it is nothing. But what it where it came about was the band when we started, when it was a cover band, had a not so great name. It was called Back to Funk. You know, just kind of generic. Mm-hmm. Go see a funk band on the weekend kind of thing.
Right.
But. There was one night when Jen came down to the show and said, I had a dream that I came to her and said, we need to call the band Deep Banana Blackout. And we thought it was funny. We didn't say, hey, let's call the band Deep Banana Blackout. But we just, that night we were on the microphone saying, we're Deep Banana Blackout. And people were really reacting to it. And we did it for probably like two or three more gigs like that. Then we were like, you know what? Let's just use this. This is way better than Back to Funk.
Yeah. So there really is a story behind it.
Yeah,
it wasn't just like picking names out of the phone book or something, the first word you
right,
saw or DP,
something. Yeah.
That is so great. And it kind of, it almost sounds like it has the energy of what your band's all about. A lot of humor, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You've got this gig coming up at the Capitol Theater. Such a cool venue. You've played there before, I'm sure.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, 2 years ago, we played there to do the anniversary of Live in the Thousand Islands, which is the 20-year anniversary of that record, because it came out in 1997. So in 2007, we played at the Capitol Theater. We did. And it was kind of a neat throwback show for that time, because I don't know if you know the band Percy Hill, but they opened up for us, and they were one of our, you know...
inspirations.
They were one of the bands that we played with a lot in our early days of playing the Wetlands. When the band started out, you know, when we finally graduated to not just being a local bar band, we would play in the city at the Wetlands. And during that time, we met groups like Percy Hill. They were also up and coming along with us. And so bringing them back on the mix was sort of a nostalgic thing, not just for the record, but also for the time period and having Percy there. And the, you know, Capitol Theater is got a strong Wetlands connection, obviously. So,
and you guys have a big connection to Port Chester. Not only are we here at this gorgeous restaurant, Sonora, in Port Chester, but you guys did your live concert album at Seven Willow Street.
Correct, yeah.
That's bringing back memories. I loved Seven Willow Street. And you guys, so that's your live album was there.
Yeah, well, that was also one of the first clubs that started to have us out, you know, besides the Wetlands, as an original act. And we started to build a following there. So that why it was perfect for like, let's make the live record here, because we already had kind of a built-in crowd and the place was a big supporter of us. And yeah, so Port Chester has a good history with Deep Banana, which is why it was great to go and do the album anniversary there at Capitol Theater, because you know, maybe we'll do an anniversary for the other record there too that was released in 99. You know, so
yeah, why
you
know, but hey, any yeah. reason to commemorate, celebrate, yeah, and the whole
right.
thing. Well, this is going to be an incredible show. So between you and Kung Fu, you guys also even share a musician, right? Between the two of you, I think.
Right, Rob, the sax player is the sax player in both bands,
yeah.
and the both bands are so interchangeable and kind of, you know, lack of a better term, incestual, because it's kind of like we all play together. In different, as a matter of fact, Chris, the bass player, and I did a thing this morning, an education project that we do in Fairfield schools, and you know, we're all playing together on Wednesday night as the, you know, we had this like the Funk All Stars, the Black Rock Funk All Stars.
So what's this educational project you're doing in Fairfield? That's interesting.
Oh, it's very cool. It's and Cyrus from Deep Banana Blackout is the keyboard player, and then there's a couple other guys. This guy Rick Reyes is does a lot of the Latin music, and he's a guitarist, vocalist. I do guitar, vocal, and is a percussion. Latin percussionist named Asher. And so the idea is we go in, into the schools and we do an hour-long presentation where we talk about the music from all different places in the world and demonstrate. It's called America's Musical Melting Pot. And we,
oh,
and we talk about different cultures and how people from different cultures can come together and play.
Oh, this sounds like you need to be everywhere. You need to be in Westchester with that too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is our first. We just started it. I just put it together about a month ago, and we're starting to do. We've just done about four or five schools now. We got about five or six more coming, and then we're talking about doing more next year and seeing what other school districts would be interested in bringing it in. The kids have been totally. It's like K through five.
Right. Music is it's the common denominator. You know that there would be peace in the world if we were just all listening and playing music all day long, right?
Well, that's what we're trying to demonstrate is that you can see that even though we're different backgrounds and come from different cultures, like this brings us together,
right.
and we can work together.
Yeah.
And it's about the we said it before about the collaboration. The collaboration is what makes it the magic.
Yeah,
you know, the magic happens.
That they get to see you as a band, you know, kind of operating like a real fabulous family team, whatever. It's a good modeling for them. So
correct.
It's exciting. This is really great stuff. April 6th, your show, 8 o'clock, Capitol Theater, Deep Banana Blackout, and Kung Fu, two shows that are just going to, that is going to be one amazing night.
Should be great.
So,
oh, yeah, right, because we're going to, our third set, which is kind of more like an encore set, is going to be literally the both bands
together
and playing one, is that a 13-piece band, I guess?
Oh, my gosh, that's
going to be incredible. And the idea is not only are we mashing up the bands, but we're mashing up songs, and that's the concept behind it, is that we're going to do... If you go onto YouTube, you could find so many amazing mashups of, Earth, Wind, and Fire and Ozzy mashed up together.
Yes.
And we're gonna learn and arrange a bunch of things about an encore length sets, which will be maybe 45 minutes, maybe about five or six songs that we do these cool mashups that are like maybe hard rock and a classic soul thing blended
amazing.
Up together into one. And they're fun. They're really
that
fun.
That sounds so great.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Not to miss April 6th at the Capitol Theater in Portchester. And hey, while you're out, right before you go see Deep Banana Blackout and Kung Fu together, come to Sonora. Get some great tapas. I'm looking at some right now, and my mouth is watering. This is a fantastic, gorgeous restaurant. A lot of South American cuisine, sort of talk about fusion. That's what it is here as well. So this is our first installment of Feed the Soul, Feed the Palate, and I couldn't be happier to have Fuzz, which is your nickname, obviously, James San Giovanni. Fuzz is a lot easier.
Yeah, stick with that. It's one syllable.
Fuzz does funk. And speaking of that, how about we go out on another tune from Deep Banana Blackout, one of yours that maybe you've written and you can sing for us again, because that music was great.
But you want to do a live one?
Why not?
Oh, yeah.
You
sure.
want to?
Okay. Oh, yeah, why not? Okay, sure. Let's do it.
All right. So once again, we've got Fuzz here from the Deep Banana Blackout Band, which is actually an eight-piece band, horn section, you name it, jazz, funk, soul, and rock all together. And they're going to be on stage at the Capitol Theater. So what would be the tune you want to take us out on?
I'll do this one called Mama's Boy. It's also from that first album, Live in the Thou. I'm going back to the Live in Thousand Islands, baby.
Fantastic. So. Thanks for being with us, Fuzz. Mama's Boy.
Mama's Boy. Okay, here we go.
Deep Banana Blackout.
Say what you will, do what you want. You ain't got time to worry there. No one will even know. Bladders and dumb. Dorm isn't hard. Ain't so bad just to close your eyes. No one will even know. Maybe you've had your fun shooting up your gun. You made it through the stormy weather, friend. Time to get on and be your mama's boy. Bow, bow, bow.
Thank you. Oh.
Shark, Shark Creative, get soul, I'm whole.
Thank you, listener? Yes. Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.